We take you now to Serbia, a country that for many years was in the news for all the wrong reasons. But today, life goes on in Serbia. Witness a bizarre culinary contest this past weekend in a town named Lunjevica. It involves what we Americans might call Rocky Mountain oysters. Okay, I'll say it. We're talking dishes made with animal testicles. Here's reporter Jacob Reznik to explain.
We're in a tiny Serbian hamlet, playing host to the 10th annual World Testicle Cooking Contest. A panel of judges are pouring over bowls of goulash that have been stewing for hours and served in clay pots. Contest judge Stein Broughton, a retired military officer from Lillehammer, Norway, takes his role as goulash referee seriously.
No, I'm looking for taste. I'm looking for taste and the mix of spices and what can you actually develop this into? How can you actually present this on an international table? That's what I'm after.
This contest is a small affair with just a few hundred people, most of them part of the dozen or so cooking teams. But spectator Cornelius Vermeer, a 60-year-old Dutchman from Amsterdam, traveled to Serbia specially for this event, and as he slams down one bowl and digs into another, says he can't wait to try them all.
I was in Scotland, also tried it, but they say it's different like here. And I want to taste it here, but they have a few, like from the cow and the pig and everything, so I want to try it. I have tried this one, I don't know what it's called, but it's very good. But now I want to taste the bowls. There we come for the bowls.
The event attracts mostly middle-aged men for a weekend of barbecuing and drinking. It's a male-dominated atmosphere. But not all women shied away. Megan Hogarth from Tasmania, Australia, said the atmosphere was electric.
I think there are festivals all around the world that are much bigger and much more better known that aren't half as interesting as this. I mean, everybody is here cooking testicles of all things. And a lot of them are from countries where it isn't actually common to eat testicles, which makes it even more strange.
Festival founder Lubomir Erovic says he's happy to keep the event small while reaching out for maximum publicity. Serbia is trying to break from its bad image from the violent breakup of Yugoslavia, but he says more than a decade later, there are plenty of reasons to visit, his festival being one of them.
You know, Swiss have cheese, Scots have scotch, but we Serbians have balls.
Organizers will also elect the ballsiest man of the year. Past recipients include President Obama and WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. 2013's ballsiest man won't be named till the end of the year, but tipped for the prize are German Chancellor Angela Merkel and former NSA contractor Edward Snowden, both of whom have shown strong will and courage on the world stage, or in other words, real cojones. For The World, I'm Jacob Reznik in Lunjevica, Serbia.